Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Now, Donna Dunn is a fitness instructor and lecturer at SETU in Waterford. Donna, tell us about your holiday experience recently.
Andrea, great, and thank you so much for giving me the airtime. So, little summary, we were in France. We go to France every summer in our camper van for the guts of 7 weeks. And I think it's super important before I tell people that our camper van was broken into and robbed. I think it's important people know this was an opportunistic opportunity, and not to scare people into believing that if they go on their amazing camping trips that, you know, this
happens.
The norm.
So
I think that's super important. So anyway, Friday the 11th, the camper van was broken into in a busy car park at a tourist attraction, and we were basically cleaned out. So they took everything that could be possibly taken from any of the, like, they took all the bags that were visible and cleaned us out of our passports, our contents, everything. They took everything that they could take, they took. As a result, I'm left in France. I'm needing emergency passports. I need help from the Irish Embassy. And I have to get myself from the south of France to the north of France to collect emergency passports from the Irish Embassy, navigate my way back home because we have no bank cards. We have no passports.
Handbags, bank cards, iPads, phones, the whole lot, was it, Donna?
Whole shebang.
And who was with you?
So I was with my dad, and he's 75 and a complete legend, totally relaxed kind of character, and my two teenage kids.
Okay.
So I was with dad and the two girls. So, yeah, so four of us. So when we got broken into, immediately headed to the police station, did the reports, and then took us 2 days to navigate from the south of France to the north of France with €13 on a Revolut account because your bank cards are frozen. You know, immediately one of my kids had her Revolut card in her phone case, and now I had my phone. So listen, I wasn't without the ability to contact home or contact the embassy. So We were struggling. Yes, yeah.
Asher, the nuisance and cards and banking details and everything. Nightmare.
Nightmare. Now, the robbery was one thing. Getting home was one thing. But since I'm home, it's been a different ball game, and actually 100 million times worse than being broken into. And I guess I'm grateful for the airtime because I think this is a really important item to highlight, especially when the government are doing this big push on insurance reform today. You know, the public announcement, Minister Robert Troy, isn't that the guy putting the push on the insurance reform today? A big, big, big thing has to come about, and change has to happen in terms of the transparency and these hidden clauses and terms and conditions in travel insurance policies that people are not aware of.
So you were obviously looking to claim through your travel policy for the lost goods, is that right?
Yeah, so under my policy, when you open up your policy documents, mine says that it will cover trip cancellation or curtailment up to €10,000. Now, listen, I'm not even, we're not even close to this, right? It states that it will cover your passport renewals, the replacement of documentation, including your passport renewals, and it says stolen or lost baggage, right? So I obviously submitted my receipts, you know, submitted exactly the facts, submitted exact documentation for everything. And Andrea, to say that I've been met with clause after clause after clause. And what's really important to highlight is that when I logged on, because I'm a very organised person, to my detriment, I'm super organised, right? I logged on to my policy portal online, printed off my document so I could highlight, so I knew exactly where I was coming from. Contacted the insurance company start quoting me back all these clauses. For example, my policy document would say, you can get your passport replaced. The insurance company come back and say, sorry, under paragraph 3 and page 14, we'll cover the replacement of a passport according to the expiry date left on it, right? And this is the nightmare that you're expected to deal with.
Just give me an idea roughly, Donna, of what's the price discrepancy? How much did the passport renewal cost?
So a passport renewal cost €75. The insurance company were expecting me to submit documentation and evidence of what was the expiry date left on my passport. And without sounding funny, I'd have to go to your man in France who robbed me and say, sorry, would you mind if I just saw the document?
Yeah,
I don't know.
How would you know? I wouldn't have a clue what's my expiry. And that was four passports by €75.
Well, now, my dad's not on my policy, so I'm only talking about
Sorry, apologies, right? Yeah, okay.
No worries. For example, if you submit, and I'll ask everybody this, if you submit that your bags were stolen, do you have a photograph? Have you photographic evidence of the bag that, that was robbed?
Like my suitcase? Not a chance,
yeah. Suitcase. So I have to submit that. Your goods that are in your bags that are stolen, they're depreciated. So my girls had stuff they bought in Barcelona, right? So the stuff they bought in Barcelona the week before we were robbed, that's depreciated. The makeup they bought in Sephora, as every mother with teenage children will say, oh, Sephora, Sephora. My girls had worked their butts off, you know, to get their money together to go to Sephora. Their Sephora content is reduced, depreciated by 50%. But I think I need to flag bigger. That's my issues, right? Here's the bigger stuff that people are not aware of. With your multi-trip travel insurance, you need to be very, very careful. If you have a medical emergency, you are going to have to prove so much evidence that supports this, or the insurance companies have a clause. Now, very clear, these clauses are not available to me in my policy documents. That's my big bugbearer. They're policies that the underwriters seem to have that that are not in my portal. So I said, I can't see that here. Example, if your mother died, God forbid, and you had to get an emergency flight home, you're completely traumatized that your mother has passed away. You contact the travel insurance company. You submit the evidence that your mother is dead, God forbid, you know, touch wood. You show her death certificate. You show her funeral dates. You then have to have the onuses upon you to prove that your mother didn't have a pre-existing condition or you're not covered. If you fall and you break your ankle on your trip, you have to prove to the travel insurance that it was accidental, not like because a fall in itself is not an accident in its own right. So their fine print, the fine print is very, very fine.
So it is, so just bear with me for a moment, Donna, because I want to bring in Siobhan Maguire. Siobhan is a consumer journalist, and I suppose Siobhan, you know, I think you know the first thing that strikes me listening to Donna there today, and it's awful annoying between the break-in in the first place and just the frustration around that and all your stuff gone and your clothes and the girls' purchases that they'd bought while they were in holidays and the damage, I presume, too, done to the camper van. But can we not? Are people not able to see the exact details contained in their own individual policy portals when they log on? Or why can't we see that?
Well, this is the thing. You were supposed to be provided with every single detail pertaining to your particular policy. When you actually go with VHI or another travel insurer. And I've actually watched Donna's videos on Instagram, and when she talked about the passport issue, for instance, I thought, well, I'm VHI, you know, with the same travel policy. I'll go check mine. And I went through everything with a fine tooth comb and could find absolutely nothing relating to a travel cover in relation to your passport and how much is left in terms of its usage and how much you'll be compensated as a result if it's stolen. And that to me was actually baffling, because when I went looking elsewhere, Andrea, you can see that there are other companies out there that will stipulate, you know what, if your passport or visa is lost, stolen or destroyed, the equivalent cost based on the current standard replacement costs or the period left on your passport is what you'll be paid. So,
but hang on, just for a moment, Siobhan, sorry, just to cut across for a moment. I'm just trying to tease this out and think back to when I took out my own insurance policies or travel insurance policies with various different companies over the years. You know, often when you sort of agree on the policy and pay it over the phone, or maybe you do it online, you get that initial email with all the documentation, you know, that you kind of auto-sign yourself and send it back. Would it be contained in that, perhaps, maybe? Or?
Well, no, I mean, you would think so. I went through the three documents that came with my multi-trip for this year, for example. It's an auto-renew. It goes on year and year for a couple insurance. And so my interest was really piqued by Donna, and I'm really sorry what happened to her. Mm. But when I went through all the documents, you know, and the first one is a nice little colour chart that does what you are covered for, what you're not covered for. So things like the fact that I'm not covered for gadgets under my current insurance, that's very clear to me. You know, there are other little things that become apparent, that if you have that pre-existing medical condition, you know, that's not going to be covered for. But then you go down through the other documents, and that's when it gets very, very text heavy. So you're into kind of, you know, insurance jargon here. And you can do your control F if you want to search a certain part of it. So I did that with passport expiry. Nothing was coming up whatsoever.
Okay. Interesting text here, Siobhan, just on this from a listener who says, I was away on holidays recently, and while on holidays, one of my parents actually passed away. I have since submitted the application in an effort to get my return home flights covered, because they were obviously additional flights that I had purchased. And I'm having some difficulty with this. Now, they don't mention who the insurer is, but what's your advice, Siobhan, around that?
Yeah, so, you know, there are very strong rules in relation to consumer protection and travel insurance, in that, you know, first of all, the travel insurance company has to let you know that you have to notify them within a certain amount of time if something happens. And then if that happens, they then have to get back to you within a 5 or 10 day period to try and resolve issues. In an emergency situation like that, there should be an emergency line for that insurance company that you can reach out to, that there will be somebody.
But sorry, are you saying you need to contact your insurance company or travel insurance company if you're planning to fly home, you know, after getting the phone call to say somebody's passed away? Should be the last thing in your mind.
Absolutely. But if you're planning on you know, looking to your insurance to get some money back, then you have to be in that position to notify them within the 24 or a 48 hour period. Again, it changes. And this is something Donna mentioned earlier in relation to transparency. The lack of consistency across travel insurance policies makes it so difficult for consumers to keep pace with what they're supposed to do, what they're entitled to, and what they have to do in an emergency situation.
There's a text here from Angela who says, I always take a photograph of my passport and my travel documents and keep them on my WhatsApp and my email so you can access them if the phone is stolen too. Another listener says, Donna's very situation happened to me a couple of years back, and what I do now is I photograph all documentation, including my bags, load it onto a USB, email it to myself in the event of any hassle on trips away.
Yeah, I screenshot everything. It's just a habit now that I do. I don't even have to be going away anywhere. It's just in case.
You have it done.
And it's there.
Donna, just on a final point, I know you've put your claim in, and that's why you wanted to highlight this today, just for people to be aware. Obviously, a lot of our listeners will be maybe going or coming back from holidays over the next couple of weeks. But have you got your claim sorted?
God, no, I haven't. Where it's at, I got sent up to the next level. So now I have to wait 40 days. I have 40 days before someone will reply to me. So no, I haven't. And what have I done since I got home? I've been stressed, overwhelmed, completely bamboozled, disillusioned by the whole process. And as our consumer expert was saying, they should have all these documents in your policy portal. And I definitely would encourage everybody, like, check your policy portal, because mine are not there. Mine are 100,000,000% not there. And I really want to stress this point. We either get to a place with the minister's help that we develop some transparency with travel insurance policies, or the travel insurance companies, they either improve their customer service, whereby someone who has had a traumatic experience, because nobody's ringing them from a holiday that they had to cancel and it hasn't been a traumatic experience, they either learn to deal with people with some empathy, some customer service and some actual help, or change their advertising policy.
All right. Well, fitness instructor Donna Dunn, consumer journalist Siobhan Maguire, thanks for joining us. It's on this, actually, a statement in here now from VHI, and they say, we are currently dealing with a multi-trip travel insurance claim from one of our members. Part one of the claim has already been assessed, settlement confirmed, paid within 5 working days of the completed claims have been submitted. We are still awaiting documentation Court to assess part two of the claim, which concerns cover for lost passports and cover for flights, and have discussed the requirements of this with the member. As soon as the info is furnished, the claim will be assessed in line with the terms and conditions of the policy as quickly as possible. The email lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. And another texter has got in touch to say, I am a VHI member. I can access the portal now. Another listener too says, I'm a VHI member and I can also log on. I've just tried doing so after listening to this today. Not true that you can't access the portal policy, says this listener.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.